All right. One day, I came home from work at Tim Hortons. And I come home and I'm thinking to myself, I'm not going to make church. It was Sunday morning. And I was like, I'm really tired. I don't know if I'm going to make church this morning. So I was like, but I want to read my Bible. So I went over. It was dark outside, so I flip on the light and I sit down on the couch there and I open my Bible. And I open my Bible to 2 Samuel 24:24. And I found one of my favorite stories now that's helped me a lot. David is one of my favorite men of the Bible. He's very buff, dude. He kills giants. He has a really close relationship with the Lord. He's a man after God's own heart. But he sinned against God in a way. He counted the people. When he counted the people, the Lord sent Gad, a prophet called Gad, sent him to David and said, David, told him to tell David, you sinned against the Lord. So Gad went to David and said, David, you sinned against the Lord when you numbered the people of Israel. You know that the Lord didn't want you to do that. So David was required then to go make a sacrifice to the Lord. Not required, but the Lord said, if you want to have this curse of pestilence off your land, you're going to have to go make a sacrifice to the Lord. So David goes to Araunah, a man named Araunah, and says, I would like to buy the threshing floor from you so I can make a sacrifice to the Lord. So David buys the Araunah said, let me give you the threshing floor so you can offer to the Lord a sacrifice for no charge really. But David said, no, I will not offer unto the Lord that which costs me nothing. My brother was a camp counselor up at Camp Barakel a couple summers ago. And a speaker came up and told a story about how one day a lady called him up and said, hey, I got a new computer and I want to give you a computer. So he's like, oh, great, come on down. So she comes down to the youth center. It was a youth ministry. And the lady comes up and goes, here's a computer. And it was this old piece of junk, you know. She got a new one and gave him the old one. And he thought to himself, that's always how it is. People give me junk computers and say, I'm giving this to the Lord. He's like, I got a room full of junk computers that have no use. And a lot of times that's what it is. People give their second-handed clothes to the Lord. They give not like their old food, their leftovers to the Lord, to the poor. It's like giving our second best to the Lord. What if Ben went down to Cedarville. We're right there. Ben went down to Cedarville and he asked his fiancée, Hannah, to marry him. Now his fiancée, but then it wasn't. He asked Hannah to marry him. But what if he went up to Hannah and pulled out of his pocket like this little quarter machine ring, popped off the lid and goes, hey, will you marry me? Hannah would probably be like, what on earth? You know, like, do you love me that much? That's a lot of love. Like, quarter ring out of the bubblegum machine. That would not be good. He'd probably come home with a black eye or something like that. So, it would just not go over well, I don't think. But David was a man after God's own heart. He made sacrifices to the Lord when he did wrong. And he listened to people that would tell him to do wrong. The closer you are to the Lord, the more valuable things you want to give to Him. The more you know Him, the more you personally get to know Him, the more you're going to want to give Him stuff. Give Him valuable things that mean a lot to you personally. Like your talents, your money, your skills, talents, skills. You're going to want to give Him these things and offer them like freely. Out of love for Him, you're going to want to give Him these things. When I was sitting on the couch that morning, I thought to myself, like, do I love the Lord? How much do I love the Lord? I have nice shoes. I have nice clothes. I buy myself nice things. I have a nice computer. Nice, all this stuff. Nice stuff for sports, basketball shoes. I buy all my stuff. I make sure I have that stuff for myself. But really, what do I offer to the Lord? Are my offerings to the Lord that which cost me nothing? Thank you.